The Chinese are just about to celebrate their new year, known as Tet. It's coming up later this month, and Asians all around the world will be celebrating. U.S. customs agents in Los Angeles will not exactly be celebrating. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
Federal inspectors stand guard in the baggage claim area of the Los Angeles International Airport, eyeing passengers coming off overseas flights. Every traveler is asked the same set of questions.
Any fresh fruits, any meat products? There you go. Navka, see your customs form, please.
Most passengers shake their heads and walk on, but inspectors stop a few now and then and check those oversized suitcases and bulging boxes. And sometimes they find some surprises.
We have kangaroo meat.
Yeah, from Australia. Vacuum packed and frozen.
The Australian traveler gets the okay after his styrofoam coolers of kangaroo meat are x-rayed. Kangaroo meat's not on the list of banned products, but there are long lists of fruits, meats, plants, and animals that are considered hazardous by the U.S. Agriculture Department. The reason, they say, is they could carry pests or diseases that could infect American crops or livestock, things like the Mediterranean fruit fly that devastated California citrus crops, or encephalitis that infects animals. People caught bringing in things they shouldn't can be fined anywhere from $50 to $25,000. Lisa Munoz, one of 10 USDA inspectors at the LA airport, says most people who get caught are just trying to bring in a piece of their homeland. But as she pushes bag after bag through the x-ray machine, she says a piece of their homeland can be just about anything.
Medicines, bugs, cockroaches, dried bats. Laid out flat, those were really interesting.
Inspectors say some travelers are aware they're not supposed to bring in these sort of things. They can be pretty imaginative trying to hide them. Illegal Chinese pork sausages are hidden in socks or toys. Green mangoes are crammed into boots. And this kind of smuggling doesn't stop with things that are dead. Tamisha Willard is an inspector for the Fish and Wildlife Service.
The classic story is the lady with the high hair. And she was coming through customs, and customs was going to check her because they thought there might be something in that hair. Well, there was, because while they were talking to her, a little, you know, hand came out, and it was a monkey that they had drugged, and she put in her hair and had her hair done up around it.
Like a beehive with a monkey in it?
High hair with a little monkey.
USDA Inspector Patrick McFerrin says agents are especially vigilant with travelers from Vietnam.
A lot of our problem with the Vietnamese aren't that they're bad people or anything. It's just that they're maybe not as educated yet or knowledgeable as to what kind of items they can or cannot bring back with them. Because of the trade embargo for years, all items were prohibited.
Vietnamese community leaders fault federal agents for not informing newer immigrants of the rules. Nia Tran is the president of the Vietnamese community of Orange County. He says Vietnamese people aren't the only ones bringing back homegrown products, and he hopes the Vietnamese aren't singled out.
We certainly don't want this issue to be lumped into the general concept of immigrants and refugees are, again, the bottom line problem of all the ills of our society. And this type of discussion, while is very helpful and is very critical to the overall safety and economic safety of the country, we don't want it to further contribute to anti-immigrant feelings.
USDA officials have asked the airlines to give people more detailed instructions on what they can and cannot bring in. Those instructions will likely be put to the test shortly. The Tet New Year, celebrated by numerous Asian countries, begins February 19th, and air travel to California from the Pacific is expected to increase. I'm Mandalit Del Barco in Los Angeles.